Ukraine security issue.
Based on the rigged results of the sham referenda held this week in the occupied Ukrainian territories, the Russian Federation Council is about to consider their annexation on October 4th, in defiance of non-recognition statements by the leaders of all civilized countries. The United States, NATO, and almost all EU member countries have stated that they will not, under any circumstances, recognize the sham referenda. The same was stated at the United Nations Security Council's meeting. Ukraine's foreign ministry said in an official statement that the so-called referenda demonstrated that Russia's signals of readiness to negotiate were just part of its cover-up operation for armed aggression and desperate attempts to retain the occupied territories. The ministry also warned that each Ukrainian citizen involved in that farce would be punished as criminals. None of Russia's criminal actions will change anything for Ukraine. We recognize the United Nations Charter, we recognize the basic principles of coexistence of peoples, and we will continue to act in order to protect normal life in Ukraine, in Europe and in the world. President Volodymyr Zelensky said in his regular video address to the nation following his speech at a meeting of the United Nations Security Council. This farce in the occupied territory cannot even be called an imitation of referenda. We knew in advance what would be drawn instead of the result. Even intelligence didn't have to work very hard. The agreed figures for this farce were thrown into the media. Russia is not even hiding. The only rational response to such audacity of the occupier is even more support for Ukraine. And I am thankful to our partners who confirm such support – defense, financial, sanctions, said Volodymyr Zelensky. In the nearest time, the National Security and Defense Council plans to make public an emergency guide for Ukrainians on what they should do if Russia uses nuclear weapons. According to Alexei Danilov, the Council Secretary, even if Russia resorts to nuclear weapons, it will not force Ukrainians to stop defending their country while the world must immediately respond.
Це відповідальність кожної ядерної країни. Була така домовленість, що вони спільно беруть зобов'язання, щоб ніякому разі.
It's the responsibility of each nuclear state. They all once agreed that they would not let nuclear weapons be ever used. As long as Putin keeps threatening the whole world with his nuclear baton, the number of so-called dirty bombs in the world will grow exponentially, because not a single country can feel safe with such a crazy neighbor. And I don't know where the world will go then. Today the situation is very dangerous for the whole world, said Alexei Danilov. Meanwhile, Russia still controls the Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant and may well resort to provocations. Olha Kosharna, an independent Ukrainian expert in nuclear energy, believes that in order to avoid radiation problems, the world must immediately sanction Russia's state nuclear energy company Rosatom.
Экономические санкции против Росатома. Я думаю, что это самый действенный метод. Росатом, он сейчас как уж на сковородке.
Economic sanctions against Rosatom would be the most effective. Rosatom is now in a bind and afraid to be an outcast. On the one hand, the Russians want to build nukes in other countries, but on the other hand, they are holding the Zaporizhzhia plant. Nuclear blackmail prevailed over pragmatic approaches, and Rosatom fell hostage to the Kremlin, said Olha Kosharna. Olha Kosharna points to the growing risk of a nuclear accident. It will hardly be anything like Chernobyl, but there will be radioactive consequences. Their plant personnel are leaving because the living and working conditions are unbearable. There are only about 6,000 of 11,000 personnel left. The plant is fed from the Ukrainian grid, but is not operational, said Olha Kosharna. Mykhailo Podolyak, advisor to the president's office head, believes that the gas leak from Russia's Nord Stream 1 pipeline was Russia's premeditated act of aggression against the European Union. As he explained, Russia seeks to destabilize the economic situation in Europe and sow panic there before the cold season. The best response to the tyrant and the best investment in security is tanks for Ukraine, especially German ones, Podolyak wrote on Twitter. His post followed reports about gas leaks from two branches of the Nord Stream 1 pipeline, the only conveyor of Russian natural gas to Europe. Ukraine has brought criminal charges against five Russian soldiers that shot at civilians while they were fleeing the town of Hostomel near Kyiv's northwestern outskirts in late February. The security service earlier identified 5 Russian special police troopers from Kemerovo, Novokuznetsk and Krasnoyarsk territory who shot at 10 cars with civilians. They are charged in absentia with murder and breach of warfare rules. President Volodymyr Zelensky has posted a video on Telegram of the village of Kozacha Lopань, Kharkiv region, liberated from Russian invaders. Our people are brave and united, so even a long occupation cannot break the Ukrainian spirit, Zelensky wrote. He praised the village head and local activists who organized provision of food to the residents despite the lethal risk. They were not afraid to defy the occupiers and help others, Zelensky wrote. Very many families were unable to flee and had to endure the cruel and even inhuman treatment of Russian occupiers. Men had to hide away from them. Those who were found were tortured and shot, said Pavlo Vyshebaba, squad commander in the 68th Detached Brigade. Little kids, 6, 7, 8 years old, told us that the Russians would give them a candy and the next moment shoot a dog or a cat right before their eyes. They were very cruel. Local men say they were threatened. Either join the Russian army or we will throw you into the basement or shoot you. All the men that I met told me that no one kneeled to that ultimatum. The men just hid away waiting for us to come. A woman from Balaklia told me that when she saw Ukrainian troops entering the town, she opened all the windows and sang the Ukrainian anthem. She said to them, "Hi guys, you are back at last," said Pavlo Vyshebaba.